from the liturgies in Greek, very few people today know Greek, understand it, so they have to go, with English. Now, the Antiochian branch of Orthodoxy, I think, in my opinion, has been very good in translating the liturgy into English. And so now the Greek Orthodox is now very, very good in having services in English. Because the people can follow. Naturally, if you go to a church and you don't know what they're saying, it doesn't have very much meaning. But they do now, and it's very good. And they're very meaningful. They have, and I think they're going back to the old way of doing things, which is okay. But, you know, and the funny part is, we have a lot of, what do you call people who are in one religion and coming to another?
Population, yes. Aging population, why do you think this is?
she'd always spell my name J-O-H-A-N-N-A. And it, my name doesn't have an H. But that's the way she was, you know. But you don't know. I mean, Germans are not Italian. We have a large Italian community here. Very large. And with the Italian festival, you know, everybody's proud. Now you have a resurgence of everybody wants to be Greek, you know, that type of thing.
And Feaster is no longer.
What's that?
Feaster's Bakery is not.
No. Oh, no. And during the war, you know, people got mad. Well, it's like, you know, you're not responsible. What nationality are you?
Belgian, French, and Scottish.
Oh, okay.
But my mom's side is Belgian, French, and Germany.
Yeah.
But Belgian is what I feel most tied to.
Yeah.
Well, my grandmother grew up, her parents were French.
Is there? I think Belgium. I don't know any Belgians. You're the first one on Earth. But I think they're sort of flashy. I do. I'm not saying it for you.
Well, they're clean. They are extremely clean.
Yeah.
And when I went over there, I understood my grandmother was so much better because when it rains, the women out there scrub the street.
Wow.
It was incredibly clean.
Yeah. Well, Belgians and I think Austrians. I love Austria. And they're sort of the high type. I like Germans because I think they're organized. Greeks are not organized. Always late. You have Greek time. If you say 6 o'clock, they don't get there until 6:30. You know, Greek time. And then Germany, I like Germans because they're organized, they're smart, and they make good stuff. When you buy German scissors and stuff like refrigerators and cars like that. Yeah, I like it.
Except for the Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that BMW. That's great. But I don't have any experience with any Belgians. What are they like?
Well, apparently in Charleston, they work in a glass factory.
Oh.
My great-grandfather worked for the baker.
Oh,
Basically, they were either going to go to the Congo, the Belgian Congo, and my great-grandmother said, if you go, I'm not going with you. So they came to the U.S. instead. So I guess there's glass workers, you know, there's lace workers, but...
Yeah, well, you don't hear too much about
just a small, you know, just a small country.
You don't hear too much about Belgium. They didn't come here.
No, not really.
I mean, they had no reason to come here. I mean, they were fairly stable. But you take...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But from what
I think after World War I,
was it? Yeah.
And then, World War II, they were invaded by the Germans.
Yeah. Now, they have a king and queen in Belgium?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's they and the Netherlands, you know.
Yeah.
You don't hear much about them. The Swiss, you don't hear much about them. Who's Gareth Keeler?
He's Eastern.
He's Norwegian.
Oh, yeah, he's Scandinavian.
Scandinavian? Yeah. Now, he talks about his people. But see, those countries that you mentioned, they didn't, I'm saying, I don't know, they didn't have difficult times. They didn't have revolutions. They didn't have people coming in. And like Alsace-Lorraine, one day France comes in, they're French. The next day the Germans come in, and they're in the same spot.
Right.
You know, who are they, you know? And, but Balkans, I've never met any Balkans.
Yeah. And they're, they are divided with Flemish.
Now what is Flemish?
Flemish is sort of a Dutch dialect, apparently my grandmother's Flemish is very antiquated, so when she goes back, you know, it's kind of a language caught in time because she learned from her parents who came over in the 20s. So she has all this antiquated Flemish.
Yeah.
You know,
Okay. Ellen Cullen. call me if you remember. Yeah, that guy is good. He's good. Yeah. And in fact, he raised the county corner for my cousin. And the people next door were Lutherans. That doesn't mean, their father was a Lutheran minister, and they were raised in Pennsylvania. And when they would play the Polish part of the music, they said, "Oh, they're gypsies." But they weren't gypsies, you know, because they were not exposed. We were exposed to different ethnic groups, and that makes a difference. And these people who live in, there's nothing wrong with them. They live in their own neighborhood. They don't have any contact with other nationalities. They don't know. That's the same way with black people or, African Americans. They're afraid. When I say afraid, they've not had any contact with them, and they don't know how to take them.
You mean white people here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work with people and you live in the neighborhood, it's just like everybody else,
right?
You know?
Yeah. There's sort of a fear of others.
Yeah, it's the same way with, like, Asians. I'm not familiar with Asians, and I'm a little bit leery of them. I never had any contact. The only, we had a China. Yeah, we had, in our neighborhood, we had Mr. Yee. He was a Chinese laundry. He did certain things. And he would buy big bags of rice. Nice man.
There wasn't much of a Chinese population here.
Not much.
There was
one family, the Yee family, and one of them worked for Family Services, and I don't know what happened to him, but there wasn't a large, we had Chinese restaurants, we had silver chopsticks and golden chopsticks, and I know there's a lady, Shelly used to work at Silver Chopsticks, and she works out of Wheeling Jesuit now for the food service office. I need to say food service, we have to get one. And I said, "Are you Chinese? How'd you get a name like Shelly? Shelly is not a Chinese name."
That's one question I was going to ask. Are there Greek restaurants here still?
Greek restaurants. Used to be really in Marysville, but I would say up in Wilton there is Yanni's, and there's a good one in Steubenville. You ought to go. G-O-R-G-I-O. Yeah, those are good restaurants.
Okay.
I haven't been to Yanni's, I have been to Yorgos, and that is very good. Yeah, that's authentic. But you know, here's something else too. They print all these recipes in the newspaper. It's like spaghetti sauce. You have 100 people, and I bet you there are no two people that make spaghetti sauce the same way.
Right.
They do it the Pinto family.
Yeah.
You know. And they have a lot of Greek lemon soup. Did you ever eat Greek lemon soup? Okay, yeah. Now, they say separate the egg whites from the yolks. I don't. And my soup, I'll match my soup against anybody. The whole secret of that is when you make your mixture, okay, I'm going to give you the recipe. This is good. We used to get a chicken every week and boil it to get the broth. You don't have to do that. But we have chicken every Sunday. Anyway, then you can get collagen broth, the soup broth, anything. Chicken broth, and then boil that either with rice or orzo. Now, orzo cooks faster than rice. So anyway, okay, you cook that. Then you get your lemons. You say how many? Well, it depends on how much broth you have. Maybe one and a half. You get your eggs. I don't separate the eggs. Maybe four eggs. Mix them all up. Mix the lemons. And the secret is take a ladle of cold water and put it in your lemon egg mixture. And then, of course, take your broth off the burner, and put it aside. you don't get egg drops like the Chinese
right.
do. It'll curdle.
Yeah.
It's hot. So, you know, mix it all up so that when the two mix, you're not going to get egg drops.
Yeah.
Now, some people say, oh, no, I suffer. Okay, it works for you, fine. I can't tell the difference. I don't know. A lot of people, when they had a restaurant, restaurant people like to stretch their food, more money. They would put cornstarch in there to make it stretch and to make it more solid.
Yeah.
I don't think it would do anything. Yeah. I thought of that guy's name, Mateja, M-A-T-Y-J-A.
Because they all go to the festival.
Right.
They all go to the festival, and they're friends, you know. Okay, my time is up.
But, I mean, if you
hope I didn't bore you.
No, never.
No.
But if you want to show me